Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
TM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show.
Don't get them bottles popping, baby, you already know what it is, it's a celebration. It's the world. My mama taught me how to be a thug and a gentleman. Make sure you be a real, see a gentleman. 458, he's looking like some Timberlands. Roll it up and pass it back and forth like the Wimbledon. Yeah, say my name. Guaranteed to have you hooked like beer or white cocaine. Really, thought there ain't no let it kill our situation. So much smoke in this, we gon' need some ventilation. We can drink, we can smoke. Top 10 is, don't let them try to sink our boat. We can sip, baby, I'm blow strong half of the night. We know tonight and she making it special, know what you like, huh?
for Money Monday. What's poppin', everybody? Hip hop performer coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. Yo, the skies opened up and it's pouring down here. Hey, but I love the cool vibes down here in the Sunshine State. Money Monday, hey, it's off the cuffs. Hey, buckle your seatbelts. Guaranteed, hey, to either entertain you, piss you off, inspire you, empower you, make you want to do something. Hey, 917-889-88, excuse me, scratch that. Here we go. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's a 905 YAM, 605. To the L.A. Clippers, what's popping, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston. What's the weather like out there in Charlotte? Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. And it was humid today, but, like, I don't know, like now it's, like, humid but still a little chilly, and it looks like and smells like it's going to rain, so. Yeah,
hey,
but not a storm,
rain
just
too.
Rain.
How about that? I could smell rain. People think I'm crazy when I say I can smell it. It's coming.
Not everybody can, though.
Nah, that's real. That's real. I'm here.
Yeah, I can smell it. Hey, he smells it too, everybody. Hey, all the way live from the DMV. Give it up, that dude, Safe James. What up, bro? You can smell it.
Yo,
too.
I can always smell it. Smell it, let me inhale it. You know what I mean?
Nah,
oh, yeah, man. Hey, no, hey, it was a balmy 80 degrees out here today. No clouds, no wind. Nice warm weather.
Y'all deserve it.
Word. I let the baldy breathe today a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Was able to walk home from the gym with the wife beater only on. You
uh-huh.
know, give a little sneak peek, little preview.
Uh-huh.
What's it like that?
No flex.
He's going to beat you up.
Nah, something slight. I wish they would.
All the way live from Itty Bitty Place. Need to give it up. Welcome to the show.
Yo, everybody, happy Money Monday. I do can smell the rain, and it did open up over on the top.
Hey, you can smell it, too. Wow, wow.
Your dog can smell
the rain.
You know
I
what?
Bet you your damn dog can smell no more, Gina.
We're Steffi alone.
We can smell the nature. We can smell nature, yes.
He probably be sniffing another dog and don't know what to do with it now because his instinct has been snatched from him so savagely.
He can still perform. He just will not be a baby daddy. I don't understand what, like, the big deal
Philistine.
Is. He can still get it.
Oh, my gosh. So why she got to be a Philistine, though?
You know.
I don't know. It just came to me
so
today.
I mean, it sounds great. It sounds great in context and everything. Like, but why? Wow, she's got to be a
terrible.
It just came to me. And it just worked. It worked. That's all it worked.
Terrible.
Okay, so look, I have something.
889-3926. As Boston jumps right into it off the cuff tonight, go for it, B.
Well, because we were just talking about smelling, right? Now, I might be a little off, and hey, I'll go with that. But
You might be.
Maybe.
Hey. Save all judgment to the end.
Got it. Oh, I repent
okay,
for
so,
judging you. I repent for judging.
So, look, right, I pay a lot of attention to, like, nature. But, like, the hornets and the wasps and stuff, they always dig into wood. And I swear, I heard it today. So what I did was I found the hole that it was in and covered it with tape. But then I thought about what if it got out? And got my and waited for me because it got my scent. And it stings me when I walk outside.
Okay.
I really thought that. I swear to God, I'm sharing.
Buckle your seatbelt.
I'm so serious.
It's off the cuff tonight. Wow.
Again.
Live 9:13 p.m. here in itty bitty little tiny Plant City. Your girl Hot Chocolate Save James, the Giuseppe no neutering advocate.
Damn right.
Hyman himself and Madam CeeLo Boston up here in the social lab off the cuff tonight. And just to give you a little preview here in the future, if you have not checked out the YouTube web series, Money and Violence. Definitely take your time to check it out. You don't got nothing to do on a Saturday afternoon or, you know, Sunday after church or, you know, Sunday with your free time. Check out the web series. It's kind of hot. It's popping. The cast is doing big things. They actually have season two in the works now, and your girl is working on an interview with the cast coming up in the next couple of weeks. So be on the lookout for that.
Hey, without telling us too much, tell us a little bit. What is it about? You said it's dope, but
it is a web series based in Brooklyn about the lives of several young men and the way that they choose to get their money. Some hustle, some work, some, you know, rob and steal, you know, their girlfriends, their lives, just, you know, how they get it day by day and the relationships interpersonally between, we'll say, maybe about five or six of them. And they really do bring out some very important points that all of us can take note to, you know, male or female, in our daily dealings with people and our relationships with people. So it's not just, you know, money and violence that they're talking about, although that is the title and that's kind of what it's based upon. Kind of like, you know, the adage of, you know, when you're watching The Walking Dead, it's not just about the zombies. There are other backstories, so it definitely is worth checking out.
Right. No, I mean, that's good. There's a lot of, like, producers, both in music and documentary film, that's making major moves right now. I mean, so I encourage, you know, those who are, you know, dreamers, visionaries, you know, hey, listen, make it a business, you know, put some product behind it, you know what I'm saying? Become an e-commerce, get smart, make it happen. Because there's like a state of emergency right now as it relates to just education in general, training. We're not taking advantage of the opportunities. And if you're looking for some specific data, I was sharing the website with the team offline. Hey, check out www.blackboysreport.org. A lot of real good information, really relevant to the entire country. You know, log on and find information that's specific to your area. You will be totally amazed. But look at really what's going on. Just track it down to your community. Listen, check out the information.
Virginia.
That's all I can say.
Yeah, I actually just pulled up Virginia on that website, and the first thing that it brought up was the graduation rate for Virginia, and it's kind of startling.
So share the info for those in Virginia listening to us right now.
The black male graduation rate, my apologies, is 61.7%. For Latino males, it's 68.2%, and for white males, it's 80.4%.
So the question is, you know, America, specifically the black community, why is there a 20% gap almost between whites and blacks as it relates to education? Now, I can tell you just off the cuff, that it has that there's absolutely a disproportionate amount of treatment applied to the African-American and Hispanic male compared to their counterpart who happens to be Caucasian. I can absolutely confirm that there is a disparity taking place, a disproportionate amount of abuse. And when I say abuse, I don't mean physical abuse. I'm talking applied punishment compared to, again, their Caucasian counterpart. And in turn, you are seeing a decrease, a lag in graduation rates all across the country. Listen, tonight we are off the cuff, my friends. 917-889-3926. We want you to join in on the conversation. Put a topic on the table. Madam CeeLo Boston, hot chocolate, that dude, Save James, TM, in the house. Save James threw out a topic last week that would typically be a Wednesday relationship topic, a hump day topic. But I think the topic is still on the brother's heart today because he brought it up again today earlier. Do nice guys finish last was his question. Ladies and gentlemen, chime in this evening, 917-889-3926. Hey, the topic is open to the panel. Do nice guys finish last?
Well, yes, I still think they do.
Save James says yes.
What do you consider nice?
I believe so.
Define,
I mean, you know,
nice.
Like your typical, you know, okay, all right, I'm going to put it like this. Typical dude that's very chivalrous, gentleman, you know, I would say, what's what I'm looking for? Just very proper in their approach into women, the way it, quote unquote, should be. You know what I mean? And the way, sometimes I think the way that they treat their woman, you know, with a very, you know, nice countenance and a very, you know, straightforward and clean-cut approach, you know, everything up front, blah, 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 so on and so forth, you know, American Pie type thing. And sometimes I just think that a lot of women mistake that for weakness, and they'll use that to walk over some of them or to, you know, create, I would say, just their own reality of the situation and take advantage of it versus nurture it and allow it to grow into something that they know that they would, you know, that they would look for, you know, and they like to, they tend to go for, and it's probably age specific because I know priorities change as age progresses and priorities shift and everything like that. But at the same time, I just believe that when courting and the dating game starts, that's what a lot of times you will come across. I'm just speaking from the male's perspective.
Okay, so you're a nice guy. You didn't finish last.
That's because I'm going to tell you why, and I'm glad you said that, and I'm going to tell you why. Because I was in a relationship, I was in a serious relationship early in the game, and I got my heart broke at like 19, real early, and I learned from that, and it made me cold. And when I became cold and I became this butthole, and, you know, I was never like, you know, verbally abusive or whatever else like that or whatever, but I was, you know, short with the chicks. I was like, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? Blase, blah. It was nothing. You know what I'm saying? Treated them, you know, I dissed them a lot. You know what I'm saying? And I found out when they got dissed more, they would find themselves more attracted to me for some reason. I would get more rhythm. So I, you know, and that was just the ebb and flow of it all. Because I'm naturally a nice guy. But I got turned into this jerk for a long time. And my numbers skyrocketed when the jerk was in business.
Well, because they mistook your coldness for swagger or extra confidence.
And I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was at the end of the day. And I figured that out as I got, you know, more seasoned in the sport. I figured that out. But again, there were some chicks that I just couldn't be mean to. Because I really liked them like that. And I was really like, yo, I want this shorty to, you know, to dig me. I'm digging her. And I couldn't be mean to them. There was two chicks in particular that I just could not be mean to. And they never gave me any kind of rhythm. Like outside of the normal, see me in class, see me on campus. You know what I'm saying? We would hang out at the club and all that stuff like that. I don't know. One of them, I'll even go over to the cribs and burn some with them every so often. And it was never got past that. You know what I'm saying? But I still kept trying. I still had to be nice to them because I just could not be mean. Yo, you don't understand, B. I'm talking semester's
worth of effort. I do understand, B.
I don't think you do. It was semester's worth of effort. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Going around.
You were wasting your time.
Roommate,
you should have
like,
just been confident and they would have gave it up. That's all that was.
And
nice guys don't
I think that probably would have happened. I think that probably would have happened, but I was still confident enough to still step to them in a manner that I knew was really who I am. Because that whole other side of me wasn't who I was, but I knew that's what they responded to. And I had to put that up and had to keep that going until it became natural. You understand what I'm saying?
So you're saying you weren't being so.
Why?
No, I was. No, the thing is this. It's like
really?
I was my normal, playful, you know, brash, outspoken self. But when it came to the ladies, you know what I'm saying, I would kind of tone that down because I knew that wasn't
then you ain't really
behavior
like them
or
for
attractive
real.
Behavior all the time. Huh? The ones that
you
I acted
really
like that,
like
no, I didn't. Because I was running I was running around at that time. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. But those I couldn't do that to, I really was digging. You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
I couldn't separate.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you can't
know
get
mean?
This stuff anywhere
was,
else, really.
Hey,
being that I was nice to them. Go ahead. To them
no, you
that
got
I,
it,
I didn't have the result I was looking
cojones.
For. Bottom line.
Cojones, you glad.
I was caught in that friend zone.
You put yourself in that friend zone. You was being
no,
a
I didn't because I
yes,
stepped to them on. I stepped to them on some yo. Let's a girl. Let's do this girl. You know what I'm saying? My joint house party. Let's do
you
this
want some
girl.
Of my
son, I stepped to them on some real live. Like yo, I'm trying to you know. Let's get down because I know you don't have nobody.
What's good?
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you're married now. Golly.
Hey.
Thank you for saving the world.
Hey,
glad you're married now.
Clearly, we are off the cuff. Hey, it is 9:25. We'll be right back.
I love you anyway.
What does that mean?
I don't understand
that
comment.
Because you're such a good guy.
Got this thing going on.
To make every minute worth it, baby. This for Usher, baby. I done been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Let me holler and I bet $1 million, don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you, don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang.
Wait a minute,
TM Hyman Radio Live. Dale, that was Usher and Good Kisser. It's 9:29 p.m. on the East Coast and 6:29 p.m. on the West Coast. Did everybody in the middle figure it out? So we are off the cuff tonight. I'm Madam Boston and Mr. Hyman. Hot chocolate. Dad, hot chocolate. And and say we're rocking out on a Monday night. How is Giuseppe doing?
Giuseppe is just fine. He's sitting here well, laying here next to me with his little protective cone around his head so he doesn't, you know, lick
yeah,
his nose.
Lick.
But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and share something with you. I'm going to put something out there. I am a new pet owner. I have had pets in the past, but they were female. So this is my first experience with a male pet, number one. Number two, having to control the reproductive possibilities of the pet and the after effects of that. So he got neutered on this past Saturday. Yesterday morning, I'd given him his pain medication, and, you know, we were just chilling here in my room, and, you know, he's on the bed, and I'm trying to make sure that he's not in any pain, and, you know, I'm trying to lift him up, give him a little bit of extra affection. So I'm scratching his behind his ears and, you know, on his chest or what have you. I turned my back on Giuseppe. I turned around a few moments later, and apparently his entire, can't call it manhood because he's not a man dog yet. He's not even a year old.
He'll never be. And he'll never thanks to you.
Shut up. I'll say the entire puppyhood was exposed.
Wow.
Now, I'm very, very scarred at this particular moment because all of the puppyhood that I've seen from my puppy has been somewhere in the, we'll say, 2 to 3 inch range. This, however, looked like a human, and I was very nervous because I thought maybe my baby had popped his stitches or something, and I was getting ready to take him to the emergency vet because, you know, the thing is pulsating and it's red.
Oh my God!
Exactly.
Wow.
So I panicked. I had him scooped up. I'd called the emergency vet. I had my keys in my hand. I was in the garage in my car, and I took a deep breath for a second. I said, you know, hold on. I can still see the stitches intact and, you know, the wound, the sutures, everything intact. Maybe that's not what's really going on here, but I was still, you know, a little scarred. So I did wait until the vet that performed his procedure opened, and I called them to let them know what happened, and she laughed at me for, you know, a little while, and it kind of pissed me off because I'm trying to figure out what the hell
is wrong with your baby.
Pepper, you're laughing. And she says, no, that's a normal occurrence. One, as possibly a side effect to the medication, he was, for lack of a better term,
He was on Viagra.
Basically, yeah, he was on a puppy. He was on one for a puppy, yes. So.
Aww.
Needless to say, my dog is hung, and it scared me.
You'll never be able to use it.
How hung that was.
Exactly. What good is it?
Wow.
What good is it?
Shut up.
It's like a car without the engine.
That's like saying a man got a vasectomy, even though it wasn't his fault. It's his, you know, urethra or whatever, but he can still have sex. He just can't reproduce. Like,
can your dog sue for malpractice? Does he have insurance?
Who is he gonna, they haven't done anything wrong. What did they do wrong?
He can't have sex anymore.
He can have sex. He just can't have puppies.
He can't. What puppy is going to want to have sex with him after that?
You're going to have to get him some more pain pills so he can try to get on.
I can't have sex anymore either? No, yes, I can. I can have all
the
time. I heard it was different.
They're not taking your ovaries out? They do have the option to take my ovaries out, but I'm going to leave them so I don't have to go through estrogen therapy. So, yes, that is an option.
I have to take my medication now.
Go take it.
Unbelievable. Hey,
you'll never find this stuff anywhere else.
Real Dillas for real.
I don't know what's
going on. Push it.
Mike Wilmer.
Young, move that dope.
move that dough, hey, move that dough, hey, move that dough. Y'all know, move that dough. Y'all know, move that dough. Y'all know, move that dough, hey, move that dough, hey, move that dough.
Okay, all right. You're off the hook for that one. just a little.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I was about to dig it. I was about to dig
it. Yes, off the hook is
right
what
there.
He said.
You, man, oh, man. I'll let you
I mean,
go
I have my
one.
Cat neutered. I mean, who's it? Stay. Stay.
No,
yeah,
he's going to make me a mojito.
But see, but here's the thing, though. I mean, here's the thing, though. And like I said, I'm not judgmental or whatever like that, but if you're going to do that,
you
know what I'm saying? I'm not you know, trying to be misogynistic.
You're not judgmental.
I know. I was investing in Gina. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You know, when you woke up Saturday and you were shaping your beard up and you was looking at your dog, was you thinking,
you know,
I'm going to get your ass today?
Oh, my gosh. Fire. There's a fire in the studio.
I'm just messing with you, son.
I'm going to see you in Miami. Don't forget
that. Wake up
set. Don't forget.
Hey, it's whatever. You know, hey, I'm in the gym for cats like you. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the gym purposely for you. I know what it's going to be.
Fully
I know
prepared.
What it's
going to be. Oh, my gosh.
I'm ready.
Come on.
It's so good. You know I love you, though. That's the only reason I mess with you.
Oh, that is love. Oh,
that's the only reason I mess. Hey, yo, man, is Eddie Lotto coming on tonight, B? Is Eddie Lotto coming on tonight? Whoever.
Mm-mm.
See, is Eddie Lotto coming on tonight? Okay,
maybe
am I talking to myself? Terrence.
He might be talking
what
on you.
What are you talking about? No, I'm not.
I'm
listening.
You,
I'm listening with an open line.
Oh.
I guess we'll find out in a few seconds. I'm not clairvoyant.
Yeah. Okay. Now I was asking. I didn't know if that was already pre-scheduled for the show, or whatever like that, because those numbers he gave me, they didn't come
scheduled
out until.
He's scheduled to
yeah,
come
I,
on.
Yeah, I didn't get
so
no bang bang out of mine.
To be
stuff.
Here, right?
Yo,
here.
Son.
So guess what we'll do.
Sunday.
We will pause for the calls, come right back, and if he's not here, we're going to talk about these numbers, because I haven't played anything. And so we're going to talk about these numbers y'all done played. Hey, here's Ganga Lee. This joint's called I Rock. And she just released, I think, the video for I Rock. Check it out. Ganga Lee. I Rock.
Palm trees, rain, lots of rain, and it's shaking.
Yeah. We back right here in the Social Lab, man. Team Hyman Radio, B. We got the team with us still. TM Hyman, Madam Boston, Hot Chopper, chopping of the
penile section of the animal.
And I'm your boy, Save James.
Et tu.
We here.
Et tu, Boston. Et tu.
Damn right. Damn right. We come out swinging, son. Hey, real quick, man. I don't know if y'all was. We was talking about a little bit behind the scenes or whatever, but I don't know if the rest of the country heard about it. I'm pretty sure they did. Or the world had a when Kentucky. They was on their way to their quote-unquote historic run of a season, trying to accomplish a perfect record, and got cut short by Wisconsin Saturday night, Final Four. And during the press conference, one of the Harrison twins that guards for the Kentucky Wildcats was asked about another player from the Wisconsin Badgers. And under his breath, trying to be slick or whatever, he mumbled, man, F that nigga, man. You know what I mean? And they got caught on tape. And there was a big to-do about it, and you know it. But I think that he was a prisoner of the moment emotion. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure that they train these kids and that they bring them up. If they know they're going to have microphones and cameras in their face, how to guard their feelings and how to respond to certain questions that may jab at them. But, you know, I guess that it wasn't good enough Saturday night. So
I don't know. But the thing is that the kids at this time, you know, they all hang together, black, white, Hispanic, whatever, and they call each other niggas, all of them. Around
whoever. And they don't mean anything by it.
They don't mean nothing by it.
Yeah.
Negative.
And when
exactly.
I say
it's not endearment anymore. It's just
yeah.
like
it's
man
to a
or boy
degree.
Or whatever.
Or bruh.
Yeah.
Right. Nigga has the
more
new,
like bruh.
A new age of bruh or
pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and the thing
yeah.
is that it's not like even when they're referring to each other, like say it's two white dudes talking to each other. They'll say to each other, nigga, please, whatever. But they'll be talking to each other, not talking to somebody of color.
I've never witnessed that.
I don't think it's
come down here in Charlotte. Like, for real, come to Charlotte, and you can go to any park and see it.
Yeah, well, like T said, I don't think it justifies the action. Don't get it twisted.
No, it doesn't justify it.
It's still, you know, a word that, you know, it's a double-edged sword, depending on how it's being used.
How
did
the other
kids
feel about it, you know?
I mean, the other kid, he said that they spoke. I mean, you know, it was reported that they both spoke. He called them up and apologized for what he said or whatever. And, you know, homeboy wasn't even tripping over it. It was all good to him, you know, that, you know, he you know, how he responded to the situation. So, you know, I mean, like you said, the word has been desensitized so much over the years or whatever that, you know, don't get it twisted. If it's still used in the wrong context, that still qualifies you for an ass whipping. So don't think that, you know, it's all the way all good. Pick your battles wisely. If you're in the mood, roll up the windows when you're playing the windows or, you know, I mean, playing the music, roll up the windows. If you're
you
in
know
the
what?
Mood, you know, just I'm being honest with you because you never know who's going to be listening.
No,
some people
but you're
may
right.
not take too
no,
kindly
no, no.
to that. You know what I mean? It's just
you know what, though? I saw it this weekend live and direct. I was inside of Studio Movie Grill or whatever, and they were playing music. People are dancing and stuff. But y'all know, like, Lil Boosie and, like, you know, artists in that genre of music, right? Mostly, about every fourth, fifth word is nigga. And the white boys was walking by, chanting the words back and forth to each other, just nigga, nigga, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, you sensitized.
Yeah.
High five.
It's funny to see that, because I remember when, what song was that? That came out, Jay-Z, Kanye, you know, Nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Paris. Yo, when that part would come on with Gucci, my nigga, with Louis, my killer, yo, I would sit back and I would stop dancing. If I was at a spot, I would stop whatever I was doing.
Yes, and watch.
And I would just pay attention and just watch them. and see how willingly and how happy they were at the same time
to
be
yes.
able to have the pass for that 30 seconds of fame right there, yo. It's hilarious to me, yo. It is so
yeah.
funny to me, you know what I'm saying, to see where how far this country has came, but how far apart the divide is still.
Still
like,
there,
you know,
right.
At the end of the day, you know what I mean? It's crazy,
hey, slowly but surely,
it's
though,
crazy.
You know, one day at a time.
You know what I mean? Let's take it for what it's worth, man. You got to look at the glasses half full. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, you don't know, like I said, this whole N-word thing, N-word discussion, it, you know, it could go either way, however you channel it. And, you know, I particularly right. don't, you know, whatever. Go ahead. What were you saying to me?
Hey, we off the cuff tonight, ladies and gentlemen. 917-889-3926, 951. Hey, typically 940, we would have had Eddie Lotto. Hey, I still want to hear about these numbers because apparently some folks played, and I want to hear about it.
That 80s porno music right there. Yeah, man.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey.
Well, yeah, you cut that
hey,
go on, cut the music
pull out
short,
those lottery
I
tickets.
Ain't had no
pull
bang.
Pull out
bang.
Those lottery tickets because Hot Chocolate's
no
done one-on-one sessions. You know, we've talked about the online betting, the 7-Eleven betting, you know, all kind of numbers and patterns. I don't quite get it. So you were given some numbers. Sabe said something hit on Sunday. Was it supposed to hit on Saturday? Well, it was off about 24
It was supposed
hours.
To hit.
What's popping?
Son, it was supposed to hit. Well, he gave us the numbers. He was on last Monday. He said, Sabe, 2-5 and 3-2, run a wheel on both of them. I said, I bet. I had a little bit of money left inside the five dimes account, so I went ahead and did it. After the first couple of days of missing, I said, you know what? I'm about to go. The well's about to run dry. I'm going to fall back and wait to see what happens. Some joints ain't come out till Sunday. And I ain't saying this to try to, you know, shoot my man down or whatever from his expertise. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you gambling regardless.
Yeah.
However you look at it. You know what I'm saying? So... you know, a lot of these things may not be sure bets, but at the same time, you know, he is very accurate. But some, I mean, hey, this is one of the instances where, you know, I mean, I don't know, it kind of came up short.
I ain't want to die.
But still,
yet.
Check my man, though.
I ain't want a dime yet.
It's coming.
Yeah, I mean, it took me a while. It took me a while. Don't get it twisted. Like, you know, it took me, I don't know, maybe not as long as you, but it took me a while. So.
Yeah, I've been playing for probably about 3 weeks, and I ain't won a dime yet.
Yeah, I can't speak to that. My joint got I hit like 3-2.
When you played, were you confident in what you were playing?
All it took was for me to lose like $22. I was done. That was my budget.
Oh, well,
I had blew my budget.
Yeah, this is getting ready to be it. I'm getting ready to surpass my typical casino budget with
uh-oh.
These pick threes
hey.
And pick fours. And, you know, I don't
listen,
mess around
I
with
have
casino.
Better luck.
They can get $40, and that's
hey,
it.
Better luck at the slots. But and you just see me on them slot machines, so better luck.
Yeah, for sure.
Better luck on the slots.
Yeah, I think I'm about to be done with this.
Hey,
aww.
So hopefully next Monday, Eddie Lotto, be here to be able to defend himself.
Defend himself, right?
And I'm not saying that the brother don't know what he's talking about because I'm just playing in Florida. I'm not playing in other states. He plays in other states, and he does have luck where, you know, he hits nationwide. So I'm not taking that away from him. I'm just saying that the Florida numbers that I'm being provided are not hitters.
Florida is a new club now. It's a new extension of the Blue Flame Moneyline. And,
it
you know,
is.
I mean, clearly in the past, we have sung the praises of Blue Flame. But me, I still just don't get the patterns. I don't get the numbers.
Check
them out. Eddie Lotto, Blue Flame Moneyline. Go ahead, Zay.
Can I say something real quick? I'm watching this Game of War commercial. Man, Kate Upton has some pig old bitties, man.
See what I said. I'm glad.
Lord have mercy.
Back
no.
and forth.
Example.
Sit. Them joints sit up, baby. No,
example.
No. Good dog. Look, they begging for a snack. Good dog.
BA.
Salute to the fallen soldiers. Know what it is, what it's gonna be.
MVP rep,
ain't scared. That golden boy, making all that damn noise. Drunk off them beers, making music for the ear. That golden boy, making all that damn noise. Drunk off them beers, making music for the ear. Hyena mode in my street clothes. Those them wanna be thugs, ain't fucking with mud. None of the time, none of y'all can rhyme. None of y'all motherfuckers gon' never get signed. Fuck is you, wasting your time in the studio. Man, I don't know, she don't know, where to blow. Shotguns ring out, how your ass laid out. Mom be crying, our boys be crying out. You body from the church, you go at. See where you lay at, niggas that word but mud, we say that. We don't even play that, two up, two down, get down, lay down. Back on the purple bounce, get back up by that folk pound. Like the word sound, plus rewind. News fine off my line, some drunk as hell off this wine. My mom and dad made one of a kind when they made me. I'm Lil D, I'm Pumper D, and the PJ. FBI watch replay, walking the game on weekdays. Fuck that shit, I'm going in, I need a band just like my friend. Smoke so much while I'm Jiminy, these ain't that nigga, they killing me. Slowly, so I speed up with my other friend on that second band.
9:56 p.m. here in the Social Lab, your girl Hot Chocolate Save James, Madam Tito Boston, and the General. If you've missed any part of our show tonight, which was off the cuff, you can go back and check out the podcast between 8 and 10 minutes after the top of the hour. Make sure to join us back on Wednesday for Hump Day, Relationship Wednesday. And, yeah, let's get somebody different to take us out of here tonight.
Hey, don't forget to check out the blackboysreport.org. The report actually reveals that the top a few of the top states that actually have good black and Latino male graduation rates include Idaho, Maine, New Jersey, and Tennessee. They're in the top of the pile. Listen, those who are struggling tremendously. Check it out. D.C., District of Columbia, go figure. Georgia, Michigan, and Nevada at the bottom of the barrel for graduation rates, black and Hispanic males. Come on, folks. Education, we got to make it more important in this country. Off the cuff tonight. Hey, we up out of here. We are up out of here.
Whatever you do, do it well.
Do it well.
Yeah.
Do it well. Save James on the Wheel of Steel Wednesday night, everybody.
Oh, Wednesday. Yeah, I'm digging in the crates a little bit more. Try to get some good 90s throwbacks for y'all or whatever, you know. Get y'all ready for summertime, too, man. Springtime, at least. Get y'all ready for springtime, man. You know what I mean? They don't know about that DITC, CeeLo. They don't know what that is.
Yo, for real?
They say you do. They don't know
music,
B.
You're going to stop coming at me with music.
No, I didn't say you.
I know music.
I didn't say you. I said they don't know. They don't know about that DITC.
Like, yo, for real?
Nah, nah, nah.
Are you going to bust them in the lift?
I know you
have. What you going to just bust them in the lift? What are you doing?
Hey, whatever it took to make him understand, I know.
So y'all going to try to jump me in Florida then? Y'all going to try to jump me?
Whatever.
It's all good.
We don't have to jump
we'll leave,
you.
We'll leave you a lone ball advocate.
Get out of here, brother.
Karma got you, boo.
We're not going to let you. We're not going to let you.
I've been jumped before. I've been jumped before.
I bet.
That's easy.
I bet.
That's easy right there. I get out of that one.
Yeah, I bet.
I get out of that one.
Back on Wednesday, 9 p.m. All
yeah, check y'all out,
everybody.
Love
thanks
y'all.
Thanks for rocking with us.
I didn't even know Maine had black people.
So
they only got like 6% black people.
They only got 10
in
there, and they all graduated. They only had 10.
I lived in Bath, Maine. Get out of here. I lived in Bath, Maine.
Terrible.
Okay, and you were
like
the third one.
3 years.
And you made 11.
Like 3 years.
You made 11.
And number three is
three
out.
Years.
She's gone. Somebody has replaced her. We need somebody to be in number three's place.
Talk radio. Talk radio show. Real talk.